Chapter 5. A Visit to Stonehenge. When the twins get home, everyone is waiting for them. Mrs. Black is there too.
What do you think of our little village?
She asks.
The village is lovely, but some of the people are strange,
replies Laura. Mrs. Black laughs.
I know. Don't worry about the people. They don't see many tourists. Not many people come to Stonecross. Are you ready to go to Stonehenge this afternoon?
Asks Auntie Barbara. Mrs. Black says,
Ah, you're going to Stonehenge. It's nothing special. A circle of old stones, that's all.
Stonehenge is near the village of Stonecross. They take the cars, and in 20 minutes they are there. Laura suddenly shouts,
Look! There it is! There it is!
And down in the valley they see Mrs. Black's circle of old stones.
It's spectacular, says Uncle Stephen.
It's incredible,
says Mum.
It's magnificent,
says Auntie Barbara.
Wow,
says Laura.
It's not very big,
says Max.
Shut up, Max,
says everyone.
Andrew, what do you think? Do you like Stonehenge? Andrew?
Dad doesn't answer. He is sleeping in the car.
Andrew, wake up now!
This time, Mum is very angry. Around the stones, there is a fence. People can't touch them, but they can go very near and take photographs.
Let's get an audio guide,
suggests Mum.
You listen, and it tells you the story of Stonehenge.
Everyone gets an audio guide, and they start to walk around the enormous stone circle. Uncle Stephen walks in the opposite direction and looks at his old book of mysteries. He reads something and then looks at the stones. Then he walks away. He looks at the hills and the trees near the stones.
Three hills around the stones. Yes, it is a type of triangle,
he says to himself. Then he looks at the stones again. Uncle Stephen is thinking. Half an hour later, the others return.
Stonehenge is fantastic,
they say. But Uncle Stephen is not listening. He is reading his book again and looking at the stones and the hills around them.
Time for something to drink,
says Mum. They all walk to the small cafe near the tourist shop.
Come on, Stephen. Are you coming with us?
Finally, Uncle Stephen puts his book in his bag and follows the others.